Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. At this time, we're going to open up with prayer. And we're going to ask Evangelist Maybelle Edmond if she would lead us in a word of prayer.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone. At this time, we're going to be led in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your Son, Jesus, asking that you will look upon us with compassion and mercy, that you will help us today, O Lord. That you will send God's word and send thine anointing, that you will take control of this program. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We know you've got all power in your hands. We want you to move in a miraculous way, Lord. Somebody need a blessing today. Somebody need a miracle today, Lord. We want you to touch and bless, Lord. We want you to send your anointing, Lord. Take full control, oh, Lord. Speak to our souls, speak to our hearts and our minds, Lord. Help somebody to receive our word in the name of Jesus. We need you to help us, oh, Lord. We need you to move in a special way, Lord. We know you've got the power
and we know thou art a deliverer. We pray that you will have your way right now.
Jesus.
By your Holy Spirit, Lord, Jesus, touch every soul under the sound of our voices. We want you to bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Find every evil work. Find the works of Satan. Oh, my God, cast him out. Let your will be done, O Lord. Help us to praise thy name, to lift you up, Lord.
Yes,
for
Lord,
thou art worthy, and all power is in thy hand, Lord. We are looking to you and trusting in you, taking you at your holy word. Help us, Jesus.
Help us today, Lord. Help us, Jesus.
Lord, send your healing virtue, O Lord. Touch, heal, Lord. Save, forgive, Lord. Deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless your people, O Lord. Look on you for everywhere. We want you to touch, Lord. Move, Lord, by your Spirit, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we're depending on you. We are looking to you, Lord, the author and the finisher of our faith. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this opportunity. We pray that you will go with us and stand by us. Have your way and let your will be done. And we'll give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for prayer. Thank God for that prayer coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. At this time, we're going to turn the show over to our host for this afternoon, Evangelist Khadijah Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with your host, Evangelist Khadijah Hameen. And we thank God for all of those on the line today. We thank God for Pastor Sheila Hameen, the Watch Care Pastor of Holy Temple in Baltimore, Maryland, which is a branch of our mother church, Christian Temple, which is located in Camden, New Jersey, where Pastor Richard Jackson Jr. is the pastor and Northern District Overseer, and Pastor Lewis Marshall Sr. is the Southern District Overseer in Jacksonville, Florida, at Victory Temple. On today's show, we have Evangelist Sheila Hameen. God bless you, Evangelist Hameen.
God bless you.
We also have Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
God bless you.
And she hails from our headquarters church in Christian Temple, which is in Camden, New Jersey. So at this time, we're going to, you know, we thank God for the opening prayer. Thank God for that beautiful prayer coming through Evangelist May. Right now, we're going to open up our opening scripture, and it's taken from the 32nd number of Psalm, beginning with the first verse. That's the 32nd number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1. And I'm reading from the King James Version Bible. And it reads, "Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile. When I kept silence, my bones waxed old through my roaring all the day long. For day and night thy hand was heavy upon me. My moisture is turned into the drought of summer, Selah. I acknowledge my sin unto thee, and mine iniquity have I not hid. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord, and thou forgavest the iniquity of my sin, Selah. For this shall every one that is godly pray unto thee in a time when thou mayest be found. Surely in the floods of great waters they shall not come nigh unto him. Thou art my hiding place. Thou shalt preserve me from trouble. Thou shalt compass me about with songs of deliverance, Selah. I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye. Be ye not as the horse or as the mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with bit and bridle, lest they come near unto thee. Many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye that are upright in heart. Thank God for the reading of his word, the 32nd number of Psalm, the first throughout the 11th verses throughout its entirety. Attempt to sing this song. God is my protection. God is my all and all. God is my light in darkness. God is my all and all. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me. Never ever come short of his word. I've got you fast and pray, stay in the narrow way. Keep my life clean every day. Keep with him till he comes back. I've come too far and I'll never turn back. God is, God is, God is. God is, God is my all and all. God is the joy and the strength of my life. He moves all pain, misery, and strife. He promised to keep me, never to leave me, never ever come short of his word. I've got you fast and great, stay in the narrow way. Keep my life clean every day. I want to go with him when he comes back. I've come too far and I'll never turn back. God is, God is, God.
Praise the Lord.
We're going to go ahead and turn this broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle. She can have words and introduce our speaker.
Praise the Lord. God bless every one of you that is out in radio land. We thank God for you joining in with us on today. And we thank God for that beautiful selection coming through Evangelist Khadija Hameen. God is and God will be whatever you need him to be. If you need him to be a doctor, he's a doctor. If you need him to be a lawyer, he will be a lawyer.
Amen.
God is. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
God is a supreme deity. Thank you, Jesus. He's a good God, and he's worthy of the praise. I'm looking at the scripture, as it said, as she read from the 32nd number of Psalm, said, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven,
yes,
whose sin is covered. Glory, glory, glory.
God can do anything. He can cover your sins. Hallelujah. He can blot out of your transgression.
Amen.
It's powerful. It's a powerful scripture because the Lord is saying, happy is that one
whose
his transgressions have been forgiven. And if God has forgiven you of your transgressions, your sins, and your iniquity, you have something to be glad about. And that's why I'm glad today, because the Lord has forgiven me of my transgressions.
Thank you, praise.
Glory, glory, glory to his name.
Hallelujah.
To be praised. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, we are to lift our voice unto the Lord and give our God some praise.
Amen.
For God is worthy. He's worthy of every praise. So we are thankful for that beautiful selection and for that beautiful passage of scripture coming from evangelist Khadijah Hameen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for everything thus far. And at this time, we're going to turn this part of the service over into the hands of Pastor Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Truly, we thank God for prayer. We thank God for the opening scripture, which coincides with the message on today. Praise the Lord. Thank God for Evangelist May and for the exhortation.
Amen.
Praise the Lord for the beautiful selection that we heard from Evangelist Khadijah, talking about God is. Amen. God is our all in all.
Yes.
We just thank the Lord. I'm so happy down in my soul. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due in their respective places. Praise the Lord. It is indeed a blessing to do a work for the Lord in the times that we're living in. God, he makes it possible for his word to continue to go out. And I'm so glad to be a part, amen, praise the Lord, to be in the vineyard of God, to labor in his vineyard. To me is a great honor, praise the Lord. And I just thank the Lord for allowing me to labor in his vineyard. And I thank God because God has been good to me down through the years. God has done great and mighty things. And he's not done yet. Hallelujah. There are so many more things that God is about to do. And we might as well get ready. Hallelujah.
Right.
Because God is doing something new. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He's a God of many great wonders.
Amen.
And there's no searching of his understanding. Praise the Lord. We don't even know what God has in store for us, but I'm glad, hallelujah, that the Lord has stored up blessings for his people. Praise be to God. And I'm excited for the work of the Lord. I'm excited to be on the Lord's side. Amen. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else or be doing anything else but serving the Lord. Praise the Lord. I made up my mind that I was going to serve the Lord for the rest of my life. Amen.
Right.
Praise God. I just thank God. It's just a blessing. You just have to forgive me for a moment because
I need to give God glory
and honor. Hallelujah. I need to praise him. I need to lift him up. Oh, praise the Lord, because he is worthy of all the praises. And I don't intend to stop praising my God. Hallelujah. It's okay if someone is tired of me praising him. It's okay if they're tired of me lifting up Jesus. I'm going to lift him up anyway. I'm going to keep on praising him because he's been so good to me. And I can truly say that you don't know like I know what the Lord has done for me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I know what the Lord has done for me, and this is why I praise him. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Praise God. I just thank the Lord for all things. At this time, we're going to focus our attention on the Word of God. And for those of you who would like to read along with Bibles ready, and I'll be going to the book of Philippians, the third chapter, verses 13 through 19, and also St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, verses 21 through 35, if it be the Lord's will. And I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible. That is, again, Philippians, the third chapter, verses 13 through 19, St. Matthew, 18th chapter, verses 21 through 35. Amen. Praise the Lord. And today, I just want to encourage you to put your mind on the Lord and eliminate any distractions that are around you right now. And just focus on hearing from the Lord. Amen. And as we prepare to go into the Word of God, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We thank you for your word today, Lord. We ask, God, that you will send forth your word and let your word have free course. Let it minister to every hearer on this afternoon. Not our will, Lord Jesus, but let your holy will be done. We believe you, Lord, and we are taking you at your word, and we count it done right now in the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name. We ask all of these and other blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, I would like to begin reading at Philippians, the third chapter, verses 13 through 19. And before I read the scriptures, I would like to give a title on today of God Cares About Our Future. Hallelujah. That is so, so comforting, amen, and so reassuring,
yes,
to know that God cares about our future. And for our theme, it would be, let us forgive and forget.
All right.
Praise the Lord.
All right.
Third chapter, verses 13 through 19, the 13th verse reads, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Now, I want to stop here for right now and just go back, focusing at the 13th verse, how this was an epistle of Apostle Paul, a letter rather, writing to the church at Philippi.
Yes.
And these were the Philippians receiving this word from Apostle Paul. And he began to address them as brethren. Amen. Praise the Lord. The saints of God, the people of God. And in this, he began to say that he did not count himself to have already apprehended, but this is a practice that every believer should do. Forget those things which are behind. Hallelujah. And reach forth to those things which are before, because God cares about our future, and we should be reaching toward the future, not focusing on the past.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're coming down to the end of another year. We have about four more days left after today. Glory to God. So this is a time Amen. When we should start focusing on what is before us and
yes.
not what's behind us.
Amen.
Forget those things which are behind. Leave
yes.
those things behind. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If
Amen.
You're carrying a grudge or have something in your heart, leave it behind. Forget
yes.
it. Let it go. Hallelujah. And reach toward those things which are before you.
Yes.
And he said in this, the 14th verse, I press toward the mark
yes.
for the prize. The pressing is not an easy task.
Amen.
Press requires great effort. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And when we put forth this effort, we can move forward. If we don't, we stand still or we dissolve in our past. Glory to God. But I press, this has to be personal. It has
yes.
to be something that is within you that's driving you to press toward
yes.
the mark for the prize. There is a prize that God has in store for every one of us.
Amen.
And this is the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
The fact that we want to press towards so that we can get the prize of the high calling of our God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
All in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And we have to work on ourselves. We have
yes.
to think about our own souls, praise the Lord, because we can end up losing out with God.
Amen.
And Lord knows we don't want that to happen.
Amen.
So let's go to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter, beginning with verse 21, and it reads, Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times?
All right.
Jesus says unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven,
yes.
which is 490. If
All
you
right.
want to check the calculation, is
yes.
490 times. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Verse 23, Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto a certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents.
All right.
And that was not a small amount, but that
Amen.
Was huge.
Amen.
I believe if you were to calculate that amount from today's currency, you would be up in the millions or even billions.
Yeah.
Glory yeah. to God. So he owed a great amount.
Amen.
25. But for as much as he had not paid, his Lord commanded him to be sold, and his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. The servant therefore fell down and worshiped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him and forgave him the debt.
Glory
yeah. right. to God. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. So yeah. here you see where he, it came a time when he had to pay that debt that he owed,
yes.
but he didn't have it to pay. So he fell down before his Lord, and he began to worship and plead with him to have patience with him. Glory
yes.
to God. Because he didn't want himself, his family, his children, wife,
yes.
everything that he had to be sold. And
yes.
hallelujah, then he risked the family being
scattered abroad.
Amen.
If it were to be so. And so he wanted to keep his family together, and he also wanted to pay his debt, so he requested patience. And he made a vow saying, I will pay thee all, my Lord.
Yes,
my
Lord. Yes.
This caused the Lord to be moved with compassion.
Yes.
And that compassion caused him to overlook all the debt that he owed.
Amen.
And he was willing to loose him and to forgive him the whole entire debt.
Amen.
What a blessing,
yes,
to have that debt forgiven. What a blessing, yes, to be loosed from that debt and not,
yes,
have to pay.
Amen.
The whole thing was wiped away. The charges were all dropped. Hallelujah.
Glory.
He was so blessed indeed. And so we find ourselves in a similar situation as this servant who pleaded with his Lord, and his Lord had compassion on him and loosed him and forgave him.
Amen.
But he was not like his Lord. He
wasn't,
right, displaying compassion in verse 28, but the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him 100 pence. That's a very small amount.
Amen.
And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me that thou owest.
Lord,
he didn't have any kind of compassion, no kind of mercy.
Amen.
He was not willing to give this, his fellow servant, the same treatment that he had received.
Amen.
And his fellow servant fell down at his feet and besought him, saying, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. He,
yes,
said the exact same thing.
Yes.
And he ended up in a better condition if he had just left well enough alone.
Yes.
Everything would have been all right.
Amen.
My Lord, but he just didn't find it within himself to be able to forgive that little, tiny little debt.
My Lord.
Verse 30, and he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the debt.
Yes.
So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after that he had called him, said unto him, oh, thou wicked servant, I forgave thee all that debt thou desiredest me. Shouldest not thou also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth and delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. So likewise shall my heavenly Father do also unto you, if ye from your hearts forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. Glory to God.
Amen.
This is powerful.
Yes,
forgiveness, Lord, is very important.
Glory, glory. Amen.
To forgive from the heart, not from your mouth. Not say, oh, I forgive you. But in your heart.
Yes.
This has to come from the heart. God knows our heart.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. God searches the heart.
Amen.
Because the Bible lets us know that above all things, the heart is wicked.
Yes.
It's deceitful,
yes,
and desperately wicked. Glory,
amen,
to God. And the question was asked, who can know it?
Who? Yes.
We don't really know our own heart, but God searches the heart. He,
yes,
knows our heart. We can say as much as we want to, I forgive.
but we need to say it from the heart.
Yes.
And when we forgive, we forget all about it. Hallelujah. The
Amen.
Same way when God forgives our sins, oh, bless the Lord, he will not remember them anymore.
Amen.
But he will cast them in the bottom of the sea,
thank
not
you, Lord,
to be remembered anymore. He will remove them far from us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Lord.
So this servant who was so wicked, he had mercy shown unto him. He had compassion shown to him. He didn't owe any more debt.
That's
everything
right.
was set just right for him. But
Amen.
He messed him own self up. My Lord
yes.
Jesus, he messed it up for his family because
mm-hmm.
he was so wicked and not willing to forgive the debt, the small debt that his fellow servant owed him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But we are to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God,
yes.
which is in Christ Jesus. We need to put bygones out of our lives and let them go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to forget about the things which are behind. We
yes.
need to press toward that mark. We
Amen.
Need to press. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every day we face opposition. We face troubles and trials. But we got to keep on pressing toward that mark. Glory
yes.
to God. The enemy will rise up and maybe knock us 10 steps back, but don't stay there. Get on up.
Amen.
Press away toward that mark
mm-hmm.
and keep it in your view. Thank you,
yes.
Lord. Don't
Thank
be distracted. And don't let the enemy take your mind off of what you're doing. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
but
Lord.
Stay focused and keep on pressing toward that mark.
Amen.
Oh, don't worry if people don't forgive you. Don't worry about that. You forgive as Jesus described the way to forgive, how often
yes.
to forgive.
Yes.
Amen. Forgive as often as someone comes to you and say, I'm sorry. If
yes.
someone trespass against you, forgive them. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Let it be from your heart. Oh, glory to
Amen.
God. Don't hold nothing inside. Because if you do this, you'll be just like that wicked servant
yes.
who
mm-hmm.
refused to forgive his fellow servant.
Amen.
He went through great lengths to get that debt from his fellow servant. Locked him up.
Yes.
It all is grabbed the man by the throat.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have any kind of patience with him at all.
Amen.
But God is so patient with us. Hallelujah.
Yes,
God is so merciful and so compassionate. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sometimes we might find that we fail God.
Yes.
But God is so full of compassion that
Amen.
He will give up another thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. And,
thank
you know,
you.
Man is not even willing to give you one chance.
Amen.
Glory to God. But they'll hold you down. They'll hold you back. And they'll try to stop you.
Yes.
Oh, praise God. But keep on pressing toward that mark.
Amen.
I haven't made it there yet, but I'm pressing toward
yes.
the mark, because that mark is where I want to be to get the prize of the high calling of God in
yes.
Christ Jesus. I got to make it to that mark. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Because 99 and a half is not good enough.
Amen.
99 and a half just won't do. Hallelujah. There are people, as Apostle Paul described, they're walking, oh, my Lord Jesus, but they are not possessing what they ought to possess. Glory
Amen.
To God. And Apostle Paul warned the brethren about such, and he did it weeping because these are enemies of the cross of Christ. Hallelujah. They're not for you. They're not for Christ, but they're walking along, naming the name of Christ, but have not departed from iniquity. Praise be to God. But I just want to remind you, that scripture that was read in Psalm 32 and 1 says, blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Glory
to your name, Lord. Thank you. When God has forgiven you, nobody can hold the charge against you. Nobody.
Yes. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
But the Lord, when he dropped the charges, he wipes the slate clean. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Jesus,
you, Lord.
And gives you a brand new start. He'll give you another chance. If you mess up again, just go back to him. He'll give you another chance. Hallelujah. He gave me another chance to do his will. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I didn't always do what I should do. I fell, glory to God, but I got back up again. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I asked God to forgive me. He forgave me, and he didn't hold it against me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, but he gave me another chance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
If somebody has done something in the church or anywhere, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to my God. We have an advocate with Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, we do. He is the propitiation for our sins.
Amen.
Amen. And we can go to him and he will forgive us. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise be to my God. But man is not willing to forgive so easily. They just want to hold things for years and years and years, and sometimes end up dying and taking things to their grave. Glory to God. But don't be like that wicked servant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can be blessed
to
have your transgressions forgiven.
Amen.
Can you think about 10,000 talents that the man owed? It would have taken him 200,000 work hours to repay that debt. 200,000. All of his life, years, he would have never met that debt. But that Lord, he was so compassionate.
Yes.
He gave him all of it. He didn't hold not 1 cent against him. He held nothing against this man. Hallelujah. And he was in a better condition. He was blessed.
Yes.
To have that debt forgiven. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so when the Lord blesses us, we ought to cherish the blessing.
Yes.
We ought to be thankful that the Lord has blessed us so, knowing that we don't deserve it. Hallelujah.
Yes,
but God blesses us. He gives us grace, something that we cannot earn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something we're not worthy of.
Not worthy.
But the Lord is so gracious and so merciful and so compassionate. He has given us his grace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I encourage you on today and to let you know that God cares about our future.
Amen.
He wants us to have a bright future.
Yes.
The wicked servant, his future had turned for the best. He had a bright future.
Yes.
But he lost it all.
Because
he was not willing to forgive.
Amen.
Would that be you today? Would you find yourself in that position? Not able to forgive and give somebody a little chance or be patient with them? Hallelujah. We're all human. We're in the flesh. And we do make mistakes.
Amen.
But if we come asking for forgiveness, are you able to forgive? Hallelujah. Are you able to put it all behind you? Amen. Are you able to forget those things which are behind. And give somebody a brand new start. Give them a chance. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even if they mess up again, just give them a chance.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God gave me a second chance.
Yes.
And a third, fourth, and a fifth. He gave me many chances. And every day that he allowed me to open my eyes, that's another chance.
Yes.
To get right with God. Whatever is not complete, that's another chance to complete that work. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for his word. I thank God for each and every one of you. And I just want to encourage you, let us forgive and forget. Because God does care about our future.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Maybe there's somebody out there feeling like God doesn't even care, feeling like nobody cares.
Yeah.
But I want you to know that God loves you. And he cares for you. Hallelujah. And if you're not saved, he wants to save you.
Yes.
Glory to God. He came to save that which was lost.
Yes.
That was his purpose in coming to the earth, to save the lost. Thank you, Lord. Surely he is not willing that any one of us should perish.
Amen.
Amen. But we are to come to repentance. Repent. Be godly sorry for the wrong that we've done, for the sins that we've committed. And ask God to forgive us and to accept us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he's willing and more than able to do wonders and to make things right in our lives.
Amen.
Whatever is wrong, he's able to make it right. Thank you, Jesus. He'll make everything all right.
Yes,
hallelujah.
He will.
Praise God. And today, if you have been struggling and trying to do the will of God, but something or someone is hindering you, glory to God. Let's tell God about it.
Amen.
Let's have a talk with the Lord because his ears are open and he is listening. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And out of the sincerity of our heart, touch and agree on the same things. Praise God. I believe that he will hear and he will answer. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. And those of you who are sick today in your body, if you need healing, even if you're sick in your spirit and you need to be made whole from the inside out, God is able to make you whole. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes the physical sickness that we experience is a manifestation of sin that is in our lives. My God. But God is able to forgive and to make us whole. He wants to forgive us, but we have to confess our sins to the Lord. We have to ask God for forgiveness.
Yes.
Amen. And this has to come from the heart. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And at this time, we're going to go to the throne of grace, believing God and trusting him. Hallelujah. We're going to humble ourselves before him and pray the prayer of faith. Amen. The prayer of repentance in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we humbly come before you and we humble ourselves, oh God, asking you for mercy and
mercy.
Lord, we confess our faults and all of our sins, and we ask you to please forgive us and take away our sins, Lord. Take away our faults and our shortcomings. Lord, be merciful and blot out our transgressions. Wash away our iniquities in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, cover us under your blood. Purify us on the inside. Clean us up, Lord, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, and save us to the utmost. Save us, Lord Jesus, from this untoward generation. Save us, Jesus. You died on the cross to save us, Lord. And we are looking to you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We are trusting in you, Lord, because you promised, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, that if we would call on you, you would save us. Whosoever would call on your name would be saved. And, Lord, we believe. We believe right now, Lord, for the saving of souls, for the deliverance of the bound, Lord. We believe you right now, God, for the healing of the sick, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, make them ever with whole. Raise them up, Lord Jesus. Rebuke that illness right now. Rebuke the affliction that plagues their body. In the name of Jesus, make them whole, Lord, my God. Lay your hand on them right now, Jesus. Cut, Lord, my God. And send your virtue that they may feel your healing virtue all throughout their body, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we touch and we agree on the same thing in this prayer, and we believe that we have these petitions that we've asked in the prayer for those who are discouraged today. Lord, encourage them right now. Who are heavy laden, my God, and weighted down with burdens. Lift their burdens up right now, God. Cast those burdens away from them in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, for those who need the way made for them, and they know they cannot see anyway. They see that everything is blocked up. Oh, my God, hallelujah. We know you're able to create a way for them. Make the way, Lord Jesus. Give them guidance. Take them by the hand and walk by their side both day and night. Let your protecting angels be all around them. Let your ministering angels be all around them, oh God, to help them to make it through in the name of Jesus. Give them strength not to yield to temptation. Strength to keep on holding on. Strength to press their way in the name of Jesus. Build them up, oh God, and make them what you have them to be. Oh, Lord, remember us in a special way, Lord Jesus. Remember your people everywhere.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Remember all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray that you will move, that you will do wonders, that you will work miracles, that you will grant every petition that is asked according to your holy will in the name of Jesus. Remember our leaders, oh God, and bless them abundantly with guidance, Lord God. Give them visions. Give them revelations. Teach them how to lead your people. Oh, Lord Jesus, touch them right now.
Yes, Lord God,
show them the way in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord God, move all around the world, Lord
Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Do wonders. Oh, my God, let people know that you are the true and the living God, and there is none other beside you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, those who have an emptiness in their heart, I pray, God, that you will fill that empty space. Fill that void right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, those who are suffering with this disease, the COVID and other diseases, oh, Lord God, you are our healer, and we ask, God, that you will heal them from the disease and make them whole, Lord God, without any lasting effects. In the name of Jesus, God, we believe it.
Yes,
we claim it by faith.
Yes,
we count it as done.
Yes,
we want to thank you for it, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah.
We bless your name, Lord. We praise you.
Glory, glory.
Thank We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you for hearing our prayer, oh God.
Thank you.
We thank you. We thank you for everyone listening. Lord Jesus, bless them right now with the blessing that they stand in need of. And Lord God, bless their family, even the extended family, and everyone who is acquainted. Oh, glory to God. Even, oh Lord Jesus, they may be on the line, but on the behalf of them, bless abundantly in the name of Jesus. All of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. We thank God for the word of God at this time. We're going to have remarks from Evangelist Maybell Edlund, and then Evangelist Khadija will come with announcements, remarks and announcements. Evangelist Maybell Edlund.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank God for that word. Oh, my God. I tell you, God is a good God. We also thanking God for the prayer. God knows just what we need. I tell you, that word was right on time.
Amen.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. You know, God does a great thing. When he works, he does a great work. And I tell you, he finishes the work in our lives. I tell you, I just thank God. That was beautiful. I really enjoy that, and I can relate to those scriptures because I remember I had transgressed, and I believe the Lord began to move by his Spirit and
thank
how
you.
He began to touch me and begin to quicken me. And hallelujah, I was in the bed, and the Lord began to move by his Spirit, and I began to roll out of the bed and onto my knees. And begin to pray and thank God. And when I opened up my Bible, the scripture was right there. I opened up and my eyes fell right on the 32nd number of Psalm, verse 1. And I tell you, that was a witness on what the Lord has done. I tell you, God, he is a forgiving God. It doesn't matter what happened in your life. It doesn't matter what sin may have been committed, but the God we serve is a merciful God, and he's not like man. God will forgive you. Hallelujah.
Yes.
But
thank
when
you.
Man finds out that you have committed a sin, hallelujah, then against you.
Yes,
they
will.
They don't want to forgive you. Hallelujah, they'll put you in hellfire. But
your
nobody,
will.
Nobody can do you like Jesus does.
Nobody.
Jesus can forgive. I thought about that servant, how he began to lay before the Lord, bow before him and worship him until the Lord forgave him. His Lord forgave him of his debt.
Yes.
But he went on down the road. Hallelujah. And someone that owed him money, he began to pressure them to give him his money. He didn't want a forgiving. But God forgave us. Why can't we forgive one another?
Amen.
Why can't we forgive somebody of their debt? Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Bible says we
Lord.
Just stand praying. Forgive. Hallelujah.
Amen.
People are praying, but they are not forgiven.
Amen.
Glory to God. We have to do what the word of God say do. And if we don't do what the word of God say do, we are out of the word of God.
Amen.
We have to forgive. We have to have mercy on one another.
That's right.
We might find ourselves in the same situation or some other condition. And you might want somebody to have mercy on you.
Yes.
But we have to learn to forgive one another, just as Christ has forgiven us. And he gave his life for us.
Yes, he did.
Are we willing to give our lives for the brethren? Hallelujah.
Right.
I tell you, God, he's a good God. That's
Amen.
A good question that.
Amen. Yes, it is.
He laid down his life for us. And we were in sin. We were in sin. but he laid down his life. God, he is a good God, I tell you. I just thank God for those scriptures. I tell you, a whole lot was said.
Glory
a whole lot was brought out in those scriptures, how we as the people of God should be willing to forgive one another. And even if you're not saved, you still have to forgive one another. Doesn't matter what they did. Doesn't matter how they trespassed against you. You still have to be willing to forgive. And that's one thing that will keep a lot of people out of the kingdom of God.
It's because
they won't forgive.
Amen.
They may be jumping and shouting and praising the Lord, but if they don't forgive, they will not make it into heaven.
Amen.
Gotta forgive.
Yes,
you
amen.
Gotta forgive one another. I tell you, how can you live peaceably if you don't forgive your brother?
How?
You can't do it. You can't do it. But Jesus told him, the disciple came to him, wanted to know how many times, how many times should he forgive his brother? And Jesus told him, he said, seven times. Jesus said, I tell you, seven times 70.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a lot of forgiving.
Amen.
I tell you, this word is good. God's word is good.
Amen.
And we can't do nothing with it but fall in line. So I thank God for that powerful message, that anointed message, and that anointed prayer coming through Evangelist Amin. And I'm saying to you, keep preaching the word of God and continue to let the Lord have his way. Thank God for every listener. And I'm asking those of you that can get a word of prayer through to come to me. At this time, this part of the service is turned back into the hands of Evangelist Khadija Amin. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for that anointed and inspiringly uplifting word of God and the prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen talking
Amen.
About God cares about our future. And truly, we ought to care about our futures as well.
Amen.
Because like both of the evangelists have been talking about, that forgiveness, it goes a long way. And
yes,
it's not just about God forgiving us, but it's about
Amen.
Us forgiving our brethren as well. Because if we don't do that, our Father in heaven won't forgive us. And she's talked about let us forgive and forget, not just forgive, not
All
just
right.
forgive, but forget it as well.
All
Don't bring
right.
it up again. Don't let
All
it
right.
make you upset again. And then you start, you know when you forgave somebody, when you see them and you don't think about what they did before. But every time you see that person, if it comes up to you, this is, you know, that's what they did before, you didn't really forgive. We didn't really forgive. And truly, we have to forgive. I want to be forgiving from my heart. And I thought about this man, this servant. He, after he had been forgiven, he went out and found his fellow servant. He went out looking for him to do this to him, this evil to him. That's why that in his Lord called him a wicked servant. It's not like he happened to come upon him. He went out and he found him and caught him by the throat and did these wicked things to him after he had been forgiven for something so great. And, you know, we know there's no big sin, there's no little sin, all sin is sin.
Amen.
But I tell you, this thing, it was an enormous amount of money in those times, 10,000 talents. Even if that was $10,000, I'm thinking of student loans right now. And if I had student loans that were $10,000 and I had been forgiven and somebody owed me a dollar and I went out and caught him by the throat and told him, you're going to pay me what you owe me. I tell you that I just lack so much patience and lack compassion if I do things like that. And this man, he had to pay for what he did. He didn't get away with it. That's the thing. He didn't get away with it. He was forgiven, but because he didn't forgive, he didn't get away with it. And it's going to be the same way with us. But just thank God for that word. There's so much in it. It was very beautiful. And just thank God. Thank you all so much on the listening. Your listeners, thank you for tuning in. And we want to, if you would like a copy of tonight's message or any message that has been preached on the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservicetitle1. One is O-N-E, school. You can also email us at prayerworksministry, 100@gmail.com. to tune in by phone every Sunday or 3:30 p.m. and Fridays at 7 o'clock p.m., you may call 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title I School. And let us remember to pray for the folks on our prayer list. I do have some new names. I want to remember Evangelist Martha and Mother Mary Colbreth, Missionary Johnson and Sister Alice, Mother Lily Tyler, Mr. Darrell. He is a mailman at my job. He was actually diagnosed with COVID. He's recovered, but he's still feeling the effects of it, he told me. So just Mr. Darrell and the Tyler and Johnson family, Titus Edmund Sr., Crawford West and children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, as well as the Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, Janine Leo, Bill Bradley, he's battling cancer right now, Pastor Robert Huff, the Turner family, Ola May, Chris Upshur and family, Angel Tennessee, Deshaun Tennessee. There's another name. I can't read my own handwriting. I'm sorry, but it starts with a B. Is that Brenda? Brenda Tennessee. And the bereaved Cowley family, Mr. Wade. And Pastor Patricia Smith, the bereaved Smith family. The bereaved Best family, Joycelyn Rivers, Clarissa and her children. Evangelist Sheila Peoples, the bereaved Diggs and Tanner family. Brenda Edmonds and the Miller family, Charisma Bishop, Evangelist Annette Bradley and family, Miss Tia Gloria West and family. And if I missed any names, please feel free to send me a text at 410-209-7503. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need something to get you through the week, every Wednesday at 6 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Martha Colbreth's Ministry of Hope is on. The phone number is 602-580-9377. The access code is 567-2574 on Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m. Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Myrtle Huff host a prayer line. The phone number is 978-990-5337. The access code is 346-9155. Elder Barry Johnson can be seen on YouTube. Pastor Robert Huff can be heard on Saturdays at 1 o'clock p.m. on WDEX 1430 or 1340 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hogs and Evangelist Renee Jones team up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network at 9 o'clock p.m. every night. The phone number is 339-209-6891 on Sundays at 11 a.m. Grace Temple hosts Sunday morning service where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. The access code is 182-7631. And they're actually hosting watch night service next Friday starting at 10:30 p.m. So please feel free to give us a call. Call in. Again, that number is 720-740-9840. And the access code is 182-7631. And if you would like me to list any new ministries, please feel free to go on our website and leave them in the comment section of tonight's broadcast. Also, if you would like your name added to the prayer list, you may leave a petition or your name or someone else's name in the comment section of our broadcast, or you can text 410-209-7503. And if you would like to send us postal mail, our address is PO Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And I believe someone sent us something, and I wanted to thank them. Evangelist, I mean, do you have the...
The Hogs family.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Sent us a Christmas card. Gift. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Hogs family. We really appreciate you supporting our ministry and thinking of us during this Christmas season. And at this time, I have actually no more announcements. I'm going to turn this broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybelle Edmond and also through Evangelist Khadija. Thank God for her hosting the show and for the announcement. So let us continue in prayer, one for another, and also for those on the prayer list. And I did mention this on Friday night. We had a recording, but to add to the prayer list, continue in prayer for Martha and Taylor Peterson. Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's continue to lift them up in prayer before the Lord. God is a great God. I believe that Martha was not able to breathe on her own. We started praying for her, and now the Lord has blessed her to be able to breathe on her own. All glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We do thank God for the wondrous works that he's doing, for the miracles, for the healings. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm just so grateful. I thank God for this radio broadcast and for you for listening in and supporting us and showing your love. And I just thank God for you. Just want you to know that we do love you and are praying for you. And we anticipate tuning back in on Friday evening, if it be the Lord's will, by way of either live broadcast or a recording. Amen. Praise the Lord. But we are expected to broadcast on Friday evening. Also, I believe, Evangelist Khadija, do you have the number for Christian Temple service tonight at 7 o'clock?
I apologize. Forgive me. I was on mute.
No problem.
It's 508-927-2348. And I just want to say one more thing. My dad, Mr. Adib Hameen, did acknowledge that he was diagnosed with COVID, and he's doing a lot better. And he said that he knew it was because of our prayers. And
that's
so I just wanted to acknowledge that. That's my dad, Mr. Adib Hameen, and he is a Muslim.
All right.
And he acknowledged that he was feeling better, and it was due to our prayers.
Glory to God.
So I just wanted to give God the glory there. Who knows what God can do? Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, would you give that number one more time for Christian Temple?
Yes, it's 508-924-2348.
Amen. And service begins tonight at 7 p.m. at our headquarters church.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Again, we thank God for the broadcast. We thank God for each and every one of you. Evangelist May, do you have anything else you would like to say before we close out?
Just thank God for Jesus.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And so I encourage you to just think on the Word of God and carry this with you throughout the week and practice.
Yes.
Sometimes
yes.
you practice forgiving and forgetting, because
yes.
that's not an easy thing to do. You might think that you can easily forgive someone. But the test is coming. Lord knows.
Amen.
But let us remember that it's important for us to forgive and let it go. And Lord knows that is just such a freedom. That's such a blessing to have that weight off of you. Don't
yes.
carry things around in your heart, but let them go. Amen. And whatever
yes.
happened in 2020, whatever happened up to this point, forget about it and let it go. Leave
Amen.
It in the past. Amen. And let's keep looking to Jesus, the author
Amen.
And finisher of our faith.
Yes.
This concludes our broadcast for this afternoon. Once again, God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. We love you and thank God for you.